Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show. Ah, it's a nice cool day today. It's about 99 degrees here in Tucson. I think it's going to go up to 102. Hey, that's nothing. We had 112 last week. You know, when you have temperatures of 112 to 115 for about 3 days in a row, that's when the plants start to suffer. You know, I remember the third day of 115 degree temperatures when I lived in Las Vegas, in the Las Vegas area, and I went outside. I had this beautiful ivy that, you know, like climbed up a brick wall between me and the property next door. And you could literally smell the plants cooking. They were cooking out in the sun by the third day. So 99 is nothing. You know, there's a lot of plants here that love that kind of temperature. You just have to find the right one for your climate. You know, we're like in zone 11 or something like that. So as long as you get plants that are hardy enough to take the desert heat, that is just fine. And monsoon season has not been too bad this year. Just a few little sprinklings and a couple of gully washers, and you know, we're good to go. Now I'm going to keep my remarks to a minimum because I've learned that when I get 3, 4, 5 callers on the line, there could be disappointment. You know, the last person that called in might be hearing a busy signal or something. If the board is full, the board gets full with about 5 phone calls. So and then you might have to call back in if you get a busy signal. First, though, I'm going to look at astro.com and see where the current planets are. So the sun is in 8 degrees of Leo today. The moon is in 21 of Pisces. Mercury is in 22 of Leo. It's retrograde, as I mentioned before. It turned retrograde last week. So that's just, you know, if you buy a car, kick the tires, right? Kick the tires. Look under the hood. Make sure you don't have to bring it back, you know, like 2 weeks later. Venus in 23.5 degrees of Virgo. Mars in 2 degrees Aquarius. God, this must be boring to you. Jupiter in 14 degrees Scorpio. Saturn in 3 degrees Capricorn. So the only pattern that I see that seems meaningful is that Moon in 21 degrees of Pisces is rushing towards an opposition with Venus, which is at 23 degrees. That's a little over 2 degrees, that's going to be like 4 hours from now. So between like 2, 3, 4 hours from now, you have this Moon-Venus opposition. I don't know, you might have a fight with a girlfriend, you know? You might have, or with your kid. Your kid might want you to drive them to Walmart or something, I don't know. Or Joanne's Fabrics. Do you guys have Joanne's Fabrics back east? Anyway, my girlfriend has a daughter who... I need 2 buttons. Can you drive me to Joanne's? Oh, and then we want to go to Michael's. And after Michael's, can we stop at Walmart? And if only she would learn to drive a car, then we'd be all better off. But anyway, so, yeah, I don't know. You know, the moon in Pisces is very emotional, so the emotions come up. Venus in Virgo is more chaste, you know, like being chased around from place to place. You know, it's not a really bad opposition. There's nothing violent about it. There's nothing really rough edged about it. It's just the two principles of being a female. The moon, which is the mother and also the child, is sort of like temporarily in opposition to the Venus planet, which is love and beauty and you know, dressing up and any hobbies that you have and stuff like that. So I know this will probably not even apply to you unless you have a natal planet in your birth chart that's somewhere from, you know, 19, 21, 24, 25 degrees of a sign that is involved with that. So, and signs that are involved could be Sagittarius or Gemini or Pisces or Virgo. If you don't know where your planets are, then go to a site like Cafe Astrology or Astro.com or Astro Theme might have something. And any of these sites will show you how you can get a simulation of your own chart, how you can build it up yourself. Look on the database look on the database and see where the planets were on the day you were born. Or you can consort with a astrologer like me. I don't mean that the way it sounds. And, you know, I'm just gonna jump right into phone calls, because I think the phone calls are where it's at. So let me go to, let me see, I think this is somewhere in Illinois. I'm not sure. Let's see, 8. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hi, this is Ed.
Hi, Ed. It's not Illinois, it's California.
Oh, California. Oh, I thought you were calling in from... Oh, okay. So I got the wrong info here. Now, what can I do for you? What's your question for me today?
Well,
I'm going to try to get through as many calls as I can.
Previously, you were right. The person in question was traveling, but he did respond, and he helped with all my questions. But this
Good.
General situation at this time, my mom is sick and I got sick. Do you see any improvement? Because it's been really difficult months. And many astrologers said that July was difficult.
Yes. You know that what really worries me sometimes is that if people put reliance on an astrologer or a psychic ahead of, you know, their doctor or their naturopath or whatever, you know, so I'm going to say, don't trust an astrologer when it comes to questions of health.
Oh, no,
I'm
not
health,
asking
you
about
know?
Health.
I don't want you to stop taking
I'm asking in
your
general
pills or something.
In general life situation. No, it's not a health question at all. Do you see any improvement in the whole situation? Like,
I
almost
plan.
Like put my travel plans now on hold again, because
mm-hmm.
it just kind of, it's like a roller coaster
mm-hmm.
month.
Yeah. I'll be glad to do that. And so I'm thinking about you. I know you've called before a number of times. I can almost visualize you right now. And I'm going to, let me do just one more shuffle. Okay. Now, where would you like me to cut these cards for you? Near the top or halfway or near the bottom? I mean, what do you see? Where do you see me cutting these cards?
Well, anywhere you like. I just let you decide.
Okay, anywhere we like. Okay, there we go. The Lover's card. Oh, man, this is something positive that's in the air. You're still thinking about love. You are still thinking about love because that's the first card. It shows an angel that's standing behind the figures of, well, it could be Adam and Eve, you know. But anyway, the angel is blessing the two of you. So there's some hopes for, I think there's some hopes and thoughts of intimacy. And the second card is the Two of Wands, where somebody is by themselves, they're standing on a hill, they're looking at someplace far away. They're looking at somewhere where your friend is. And the third card is the Three of Swords, which is not a helpful card. It just means, I think that the main thrust of this is that you have to distract yourself, you have to get, you know, a new hobby, or you need to, get more social so that you're not still thinking so much and feeling so hurt and maybe left behind or whatever, you know, because of this relationship. It's like the cards are saying you have to get over this guy before you can really move forward. Otherwise, thoughts about him are making you feel less, valuable, less competent, less, you know, unloved. So once you get over him, then the Magician comes in and the Sun comes in. And those are wonderful cards. So you need to indulge in a new hobby. You need to find some new friends, start some new studies that might take you in a different direction. And if he has been unresponsive, and if he is not does not seem interested,
no,
if he's
he
not
did
calling
respond.
You,
he did respond, and
oh,
we have
good
communication. He did respond.
Yes.
He was out of country. That situation
when,
was straightened up. He responded. He was out of
guys,
country.
Okay. When are you going to get together? When are you
going
to
I'm not going to get together
him?
Because I have other things going on in my life, not related to him.
Okay.
And that's why
okay
actually meeting him is the last thing on my mind at this time, or seeing him.
Okay.
I'm dealing with other issues, and I'm more concerned. I really like to go on a trip to with my family reunion in a few days, and I got sick, so I don't know if this will.
Well, then
and my mom got sick,
then,
and
then,
I got sick.
Then here
sick,
we go.
So.
Yes, dear. So the lovers show you love your family. You know, you're looking forward to this meeting,
and the
meeting is shown by the Two of Wands, the person who's looking out over the sea. They are waiting to get in touch with their family. Is there any chance that somebody's not going to be coming to this event? That there might be a disappointment of some kind. Maybe somebody can't make
it. I think the main disappointment is me, because everybody else is coming. I put everything on hold, and now they call today and I say, I don't know if I'll come. So and I'm disappointed with this situation, as I really want to go. I just want to go for one day and distract myself, but my mom is sick in the hospital, and no one knows what can happen if I even leave for one day.
So the Three of Swords, which shows a heart that's pierced with three swords, and it's raining in the back. It's a kind of gloomy card. It means even though you're waiting for these people, and there's love there for your family and everything, it's not as it doesn't look favorable right now, because there'll be some some losses and some delays. But then the Magician comes up. If you really work hard, maybe you can get them to come to you. If you can't go to them, maybe you can get them to come to you and see your mother in the hospital while they're at it. Oh, my goodness.
No, they
can't. So,
they have plans. They have return tickets. They cannot change it. But do you think that I even want them to enjoy time without me? Will it be okay? Because now I'm just that. I told them, don't worry about me, Ben. I'm
no,
upset.
They're not, they're not going to be happy, because they're not seeing you. And they're not seeing other members of the family. So there must be something.
I do want them to be happy. I arranged two shows for them to attend, and I wanted them to be happy, and I made plans. So they will not enjoy this trip? That's what you're saying?
Well, I think it depends on you and your mother. They're worried about your mother being in the hospital. They're worried about you not being able to meet them wherever. So maybe somebody will come over and see you. And it might even be a surprise. Look, I've got to go. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Have a great week ahead. You're so welcome. And, folks, I am sorry. Sometimes, please try to not ask additional questions if you at all can. Okay, so here's someone who's been waiting for a while, and they're calling from the 510 area. 510. Hello, good afternoon or good morning.
Hi,
hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California.
From California also. Is 510 in the East Bay?
Yes.
I mean, like Oakland, Berkeley,
yes,
Hayward,
East
all
Bay,
that.
Yeah,
okay, great.
Yeah.
What can I do for you? What's your question? What can we go
I
with
I want
this?
To know if you can see what's coming up for me for the month of August.
Oh, for the month of August, sure. I'd be glad to. I'd be absolutely glad to. And can you give me a first name? Maybe think
Tasha.
I didn't hear it.
Tasha.
Tatya? Okay.
Yeah, Tasha.
And Tatya. Tatya?
No, Tasha.
Tasha. Is that right?
Yeah.
Tasha?
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's only one of my ears. It's the left ear, Somebody smacked me on my left ear when I was a kid, I think, I can't hear as well as I could. So, Sasha, I'm shuffling the cards. You want to know about the month
Tasha,
ahead?
No, Tasha, not Tasha. It's Tasha. T-A-S-H-A.
Katya.
Tasha.
That sounds like, that sounds like something from the Balkans, something from Eastern Europe. Anyway, here we go. I've got cards shuffled, thinking about you and the month ahead, which starts tomorrow, the 1st of August.
Yes.
And where can I cut these cards for you? On the top, near the bottom?
However you do the reading.
I'm sorry, I where? In the middle?
However you want to
I'm
lay
sorry.
It out.
Come again?
I'm like, however you want to lay it out.
Oh, however I want to lay it out. Okay, so I'm going to cut them right in half, and we'll see what happens. Huh, the Ace of Swords, followed by, It looks like there'll be some major changes. The Ace of Swords means, it could mean changing jobs. It could mean cutting off a relationship. But the Ace of Swords usually cuts through something or cuts something away from you. It could be very positive. You've got to cut through some worries. You're worried a lot. I get the Ten of Wands, and the Ten of Wands shows a person who's got a heavy load of these Ten Wands that they're carrying. It may be like a job situation. It may be something that is worrisome to you and that you're overstressed. So I'm picking up stress, getting away from things or getting rid of a problem in your life is very important in the month ahead. And the third card shows the possibility of a big temporary change, such as a vacation or going someplace. Now, it could be a business trip or it could be a pleasure trip. It's a Six of Wands. It shows people in a boat that are being ferried across a lake or a river, and it's almost looks like a gondola, you know, like in Venice in Italy, and it promises change, and a change of location is definitely possible. Some indication of this, it might involve a move, an entire move from one place, you know, to another. But let me pick another card to see, it's the Moon. So the Moon shows some fears and reservations, like you're not really happy with the situation, you're not really happy with the prospect. But then the fifth card is the Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Pentacles involves money. It involves finances. It means that money will be coming to you probably near the end of August rather than near the beginning. But you've got to cut back on something. I mean, or cut off somebody from your life. Are you having problems with a friend or a relative? Do you think there's a chance that you might be changing jobs?
No, I'm not working right now.
You're not working right now. Oh, okay. Well, do you want to work? Do you want to be at work somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, then the Ace of Swords means changing your whole situation, your whole mindset as it applies to work, to jobs, you know, to career. You may have to, the travel that I see may be even you going into town, you know, going into the city and, you know, applying at an agency. You've got good job skills, I'm sure, you know. And at the end of this process, even though you're not sure if it's going to work, because the Moon card shows some worries and stuff. But the Ace of Pentacles means that if you go through this process, that by the end of the month, you could be working and much happier than you are right now. So what you need to get rid of is, I think you need to get rid of the negativity. There's some negatives there, you know? So consider all the possibilities for change that you could make. Is there anybody in your environment that upsets you or that is not pulling their fair share, you know? So it means that you can overcome that. This is a month ahead of overcoming any problems that you have. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I can't go deeper. Thank you very much, man. And I'll never get through all these people. Oh, my God. Here's one that's been waiting for 24 minutes. Hello in the 352. How are you today? Hello.
Hello, Ed. How are you? This is Joanna in Florida.
Oh, great, Joanna. Yes, ma'am. What can I what can I do for you today, Joanna, as the time that we're just about on schedule to get through all our phone calls today? That's
okay,
good.
I'm sorry. I'll try to be quick.
What's up, Joanna?
Yes, I've been staying with a relative due to I had health issues, lost a position, so then I lost where I was living. I was doing a living position, and so I've been staying with a relative for a while. It's been incredibly tense. It's gotten even worse. So I tentatively made a reservation somewhere for next month and let them know.
Wow.
I didn't know. I just wondered if you saw a move for me next month, because I figured, okay, I'll just I'll go for, you know, the move and forever how long I can, and hopefully the work will follow, you know, because it's just not a good situation anymore.
Well, are you going to try to keep the same job, or are you going to move and then you're going to be doing like consulting or something where you don't have to go into an office every day, something you can do
on the phone or on the computer?
I'm
looking for, on any type of online work. I can't do physical work anymore.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay, I've shuffled and shuffled thinking about that. Now, where can I cut these cards for you?
At the top, please.
At the what?
The top,
I'm sorry.
Please.
Top.
The top.
The top it is. I took off about three cards, and here we have the sun. The sun is very productive and positive. You're actually looking at this very cheerfully, very positively, and hopefully this will work out, you know, really well for you. But you have to go through and be more realistic about your finances. There's something that I see that looks like it's going to be really throw a monkey wrench in your way. You may come very close to running out of money, so you got to be very careful with your expenses. So the sun,
exactly,
you see, is very happy. This summer, you're very happy. You want to move. You want to do all this. But the five of pentacles shows a couple of people that are out in the snow, and they're like injured, or they're sick, or they're, you know, they're not eating and stuff. It's like one of the most poverty-stricken cards in the whole tarot deck. But the Wheel of Fortune follows that. The Wheel of Fortune is taking you, going to take you in a positive direction, and that means that you may feel oppressed. You may feel at the down on your luck, you know, but it means you will end up on top through diligent, you know, work and everything. And then the fourth card is the Ten of Cups. Wonderful card. It shows two people and their kids, whatever, but it doesn't have to be two or three people. It could just be you. In looking at a house, there's a rainbow of gold, of 10 golden cups overhead. Beautiful rainbow, and the people are happy. The kids are happy. There's this property there. So that tells me that you're starting from where you are right now, and you may take a little dip, you know, in case you run into a jam. You may have to maybe borrow some money or just make do with that, or get a place that's cheaper than, you know, and less attractive than what you want. But things are going to work out. The fifth card is a Six of Wands. A Six of Wands shows a happy homecoming, a victory. And that victory will be yours. So
wonderful.
All the best. That's literally all the time I have. I can't take you for. I have to try to get through some more calls. So thanks again.
Yes,
call
thank
again.
You.
Listen in.
Bless you.
You look,
yes.
Have a good time there in Florida. Thank you so much. So here we go to the 847, and let's see what we can do there. Hello. Good afternoon. How are you today? Hello.
I'm doing just fine. Hello.
Oh, great. Well, great. Tell me a little about the situation, and what can I answer for you? What kind of question do you have?
Okay. Well, you see, I have this friend who I met years ago, and I would like to know if there might be any sort of reunion.
Oh, okay. It's from years ago. Alrighty. A male friend, a friend that you had some interests with, perhaps, eh? Let me see. Shuffling. And let's see here. I'm ready to just cut these cards wherever you say, because this is where you add your magic to the reading. Where do you see me cutting these cards for you? Near the top, or a third of the way down, or halfway down?
Can you cut them, like, maybe a third?
Okay, I got it. Let's see here. Okay. The Queen of Pentacles, I think, is you. It's a woman of fine character sitting in her throne. She's gazing at this big pentacle on her lap, which is her hopes and dreams and aspirations. So remembering back, it's like a crystal ball, and you're using it as a tool, you know, to see how things were in the past. And what you're remembering is, and what you're seeing is causing the Ace of Cups. The Ace of Cups is a beautiful cup of spiritual energy, of psychic energy, and of love. And the love card, the love comes through this card. It has, the water is leaping from this cup, and it's kind of spiritual energy. It's coming down into a pond with lilies floating on it. It's being held by spirit, by the hand of spirit. So it shows that this is very important. These feelings, you know, that you have, and these memories that you have, are almost like holy, holy and sacred memories and stuff. The third card is the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords is another hand that's holding, in this case, a sword, and the sword cuts off one person from another. So it looks as though, despite, you know, the feelings and the memories and stuff that you have that come back to you, that the Ace of Swords means that you have been cut off from this person in some way. The years have gone by, and you know, they are not any longer part of your life. They're just part of your memories, and you know, things change. People change. People move away. So the fourth card is the ten of wands again, and this is a heavy load. For some reason or other, your thoughts and your memories weigh very heavily on you because the fact that you're not seeing this person or in communication with this person anymore. So how do you get around that? Okay, I'm going to take a fifth card, and that is the Seven of Cups. Seven of Cups is a card of a person standing in front of a cloud. And in the cloud, there are cups that have fame, fortune, money, property, and a special person. But they also have a snake and a dragon, you know, so different cups have different things. So you have to choose. You have to choose whether to kind of let this go or whether you want to pursue it further. If you pursue it further, it would involve trying to get in contact with him. He may have been trying to get in contact with you. Who knows, you know? But you must get over this Ten of Wands. The Ten of Wands is oppressive. It weighs down your soul because of maybe it's too much memory and not enough reality in the present day. Your present day reality is slightly, very slightly warped because of your concentrating on the past. But the Seven of Cups shows me that you could get something going again. At least you could find out what's happened to this person over the years. Do you know where he is? Could you find him on social media? Do you know what town he's in? Hello? I'm sorry, it looks like we lost that person, huh? Let me see. We lost the 847. No, here's 847.
Hello,
are you still there? Hi.
Yeah, I think we got disconnected.
I don't know how you fell off, but were you able to hear what I said?
Yes, I was listening.
Great, okay.
So yeah, my friend
I would say
is
it's
sort
a
of
choice. It's a choice. The cards are saying that it's up to you, and it's kind of like it's exciting. There's an air of excitement about it because it's up to you to choose whether to contact him or not, you know. And if you do, it's no guarantee that things will work out positively, but it sure beats thinking about him and almost kind of like obsessing about him over the years. You see what I mean? So I am so sorry that I can't spend more time right now. Let me see if I can dive into just one more call. Oh, my God, 267. Where's 267? Hello? Hi, 267.
Oh, hello.
Do you have a quick...
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
A quick question. Yes,
My name is Donna. Okay,
yes.
I was dating someone for a while, and he's just toying with me. I just want to know, why is he doing it? Is it for pleasure? Is he getting a kick out of it? I can't go into it because you don't have time. And
I'm going to cut these cards right here, and here's what I see. No, you don't have to tell me anymore. It's the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands is the playboy of the deck, and he's very sexual. This big wand that he's carrying as he's galloping along on his horse means he's kind of like the playboy of the Western world. The second cup, the second card is the Page of Cups, and the Page of Cups just wants to have fun. He just wants to have fun. The Nine of Cups shows he's a pretty happy guy. You should take pleasure in the fact that you're able to have a good time with him, unless he abandons you or he goes away or something, in which case you're really going to miss him. And I'm so sorry that I don't have more time. I've got the 30 seconds or something. Here's my exit music before we get swept away. Call me back and go to www.edaugust.com and we can talk some more. Look for me this afternoon. I'm going to be on a show called Ed August Pro, which starts at 3 o'clock. My friends, I'm sorry I listened to a callers here.
You can write me. You can send questions to www.edaugustson.com. And have a great day. And peace out. And we got fun.